And you're listening to the Texas Standard. For months now, cell phone carriers have been promoting 5G networks, the next generation way for you to do everything you do on your phone right now, but lots faster. This fall, the phones you need to actually make that 5G connection are finally reaching the marketplace. All of Apple's new iPhone 12 models support 5G, as do new phones from Samsung, OnePlus, and LG. But is the speed worth the price? And can you even get 5G coverage where you live? Our tech expert Omar Gayaga has heard these questions and more, and he has a few answers. Hello, Omar.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Let's step back for a moment. What are 5G networks? Why are they such a big deal? And what will being on one mean for the average cell phone user?
Well, if you remember like 9, 10 years ago when we switched to 4G networks from 3G, I mean, the big kind of push for that was, you know, you're going to have faster cell phone speeds. You're going to be able to move files really quickly. You're going to have more consistent phone connections and data connections. That did happen after a while. But if you remember, it was a little rough at first. It was a little inconsistent. You didn't get the speeds everywhere. And that's kind of what's happening with 5G now. These networks have been rolling out for a couple of years now, and you still can only get 5G service in certain areas, in certain large cities or counties, depending on who your carrier is. So really right now for most users, it's going to depend on, do you have a 5G phone? And if you do, are you in an area that has it? Otherwise, you're not going to see much of a difference at all.
So can regular people figure this out, whether or not they live in a 5G coverage area?
Yeah, absolutely. There are some, the actual cell phone carriers have coverage maps on their websites. The best one I've seen is on a website called Android Central, and they just updated it this month by carrier. So if you're on AT&T or Verizon or what have you, you can look up what counties and cities are actually have it. And I think AT&T currently has about 30 cities and counties around Texas with 5G coverage. But then there's also different flavors of 5G. There's kind of light 5G and regular 5G. So even if you're in an area that has supposedly 5G, you might be on a kind of slower tier of 5G, depending on what network they rolled out in that area.
So if I can get 5G, I need a phone that can get it. Do I also need to switch to a different cell phone plan?
Well, it looked like that at first. Earlier this year, we were hearing rumblings that you were going to have to add like a $10 charge if you wanted 5G, or that you were going to have to get to an unlimited plan. But they kind of backed away from that. Verizon killed that idea. And I don't believe AT&T and some of the other carriers charge anything extra. So as long as you have a phone that's 5G capable, then you would get that speed without having to pay extra or switch your plan.
So we talked about how several brand new phones from several different brands are supporting 5G, but is it only for the most expensive, newest devices, or will we see moderately priced phones get 5G anytime soon?
It depends on what you consider moderate. I mean, last year we were talking about, you know, $1,000 plus cell phones. Right now, all of the iPhone 12s, as we mentioned, the Samsung Note and Galaxy S20s, the LG Velvet, the OnePlus 8T, and the Google Pixel 5 are phones that you can get. And those start in kind of the $600, $700 range. But we're starting to see 5G roll out to more budget models. And as these phones kind of age in the next year or two, as they become like the older generation of phones and still have 5G, they will definitely come down in price to the, you know, the $300, $400 range.
So what are the downfalls of 5G besides maybe not having a consistent connection? I've heard that it could be hard on your phone's battery. Is that right? And is there any way to deal with it?
Yeah, I was seeing some reports that you could lose as much as 90 minutes of battery time on an iPhone 12 using 5G, and you can turn it off if you're not, you know, in need of that. But I think that the biggest challenge 5G faces right now is just the hype of it. And there's still, you know, are you in the right area? Do you have the right device? Are you on a particular kind of 5G with a particular carrier? So it's going to be a couple of years before we really see a lot of the benefits of this. And not everyone's going to have access to it, obviously, until everybody has phones that can use it.
Omar Gayaga always connects to the fastest network as available over on TechMinuteTexas.com. Omar, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, I wish my phone was a little faster, but thank you so much.